各位弟兄姊妹，祝你平安。
Peace be with you。
今天呢，我给弟兄姊妹分享的题目是神造人的目的。
Today I'm going to share with you all for the purpose of a God created man。
近代的科学家的奠基人几乎全都是基督徒。
The founder of the modern science was almost all Christian。
比方说，牛顿。这个物理学家、数学家、天文学家，还有这个法拉第啊，他是一个物理学家，化学家，再就是伽利略啊，他是一个物理学家、天文学家啊，等等。
Such as a mathematician, physics and astronomer, Newton, physics and chemistry, Faraday, physics Galileo.
那这些科学家，他为了荣耀神，他为了不负神的重托。他们以极大的热情投入自然科学的研究，取得了举世瞩目的成就。
In order to understand the glory of God and fulfill the entrust mission of the from God, they devoted themselves with great enthusiasm to natural science, achieving a remarkable accomplishment and become the pioneer in various discipline.
那后来有些科学家，他们认为圣经和科学冲突，他们就用自然解释一切，自然成了生命之母。甚至有的人认为生命是来自外太空，他们认为是宇宙是生命之母。
Later, some scientists believed that the Bible and science conflict, explaining everything through nature, where nature became the mother of life. Some even believed that the life originated from outer space, with the universe being the mother of the life.
自从达尔文提出进化论之后，自然主义科学家似乎找到了，以为找到了理论根据。他们用进化解释一切，甚至连社会学家也用进化来解释社会的现象。
Since Darwin proposed the theory of evolution, naturalistic scientists seemed to find their theoretical support using evolution to explain everything, and even social scientists use evolutionary theory to interpret social phenomena.
但是自从二十世纪以来，有极大科学的发现。支持创造论的观点。
However, in the 20th century, several significant scientific discoveries supported the perspective of the God's creation.
比方说，在二十世纪六十年代这个提出的大的爆炸理论，它就支持这个宇宙有一个起点。
For example, the Big Bang theory proposed in the 1960s demonstrated that the universe had a beginning.
那在物理学上，这个热力学第二定律，它就告诉我们，这个宇宙这个物质不是永远不灭的，宇宙会有一个总结，是一个结束。
The second law of the thermodynamics shows that the matter is not eternal, indicate that the universe will have an end.
那在二十世纪也是发现了这个染色体这个 DNA 的序列。那这个序列呢，有四种氨基酸，它的排列顺序决定了蛋白质的结构，使得这个 DNA 有高容量高自循容量。
The discovery of DNA, nucleotide sequence, where the arrangement of the four deoxyribonucleic acids determine of the structure of a protein, given DNA high information capacity.
到迄今为止，没有任何一种一致的物理定律能够制造出像 DNA 那这样的一个高资讯容量的一个物质，所以说证明呢是有一位智慧的设计者的存在。
No known physical laws can produce something with the high information capacity of DNA, providing the existence of the intelligent designer.
在1993年有一个生物化学家，他叫巴西Batch， 他在一篇文章当中这篇文章就是关于达尔文的黑盒子。在这个文章当中，他提出了一个概念，叫做无可检阅的复杂系统。
In 1993, biochemistry professor Michael Behe introduced the concept of the irreducible complexity.
那这个概念就是认为这个复杂的生命组织、生命结构像是我们的眼睛。 不可能是进化来的，它一定是经过设计形成的，而且一次性出现的。
Okay, suggesting that a complex life structure such as human eyes must be designed and formed all at once, making evolution impossible.
那这个观念提出来之后，冲击了整个的科学界。
So this concept has been challenging the entire scientific community.
说任何的创造活动都是有一个或者多个的目的。
Any creative activity is carried out to achieve one or more purposes.
比方说我们的人造手机，现在人人都有手机，我去尼泊尔的宣教，那边的人他们也都有手机。
For example, the creation of the mobile phones, now everyone has a phone. Even in the high mountains region of Nepal, people also have phones.
说手机出现之后，它的功能一代比一代好，为人们提供了许多的方便。
Since appearances of a phone, each generation has seen improvement in functionality, providing many conveniences for people.
说神是有主权的，神造人也一定是有他的目的。
In the same way, the sovereign God who holds the ultimate authority created human with his own purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以打开你的圣经，我们一起读两段经文。
Please open your Bible. Let's read together.
请弟兄姊妹打开《创世纪》第一章的26节至28节。
First is Genesis chapter 1:26-28.
Chapter 第一章的26节至28节。
Sorry, it's Genesis chapter 1:26-28.
找到之后，我们一起来读。
Once you find it, let's read together.
二十六节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象。”按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。二十七节，神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。二十八节，神就赐福他们，对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。请弟兄姊妹打开你的第二章的4节到25节。我们用起音的方式来读这几节经文。
Please open Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 25. We're gonna let's read together.
我先读第双数节，弟兄姊妹读单数节，好吗
？Okay, Pastor will read the even.Verses and the brothers is read the our verse.
好，第四节，创造天地的来历，在耶和华神造天地的日子，乃是这样。但有雾气从地上腾，滋润遍地，耶和华神。用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。好，那我还是都读吧，咱们一起来读吧，好不好？第九节，耶和华神是各样的树，从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。其上的果子好作食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。第一道名叫比孙，就是环绕哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。第三道河名叫基逊，就是环绕古时全地的。第三道河名叫迪格里斯，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是幼发拉底河。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。耶和华神说：那人独居不好， 我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。耶和华神用土造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，叫他看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽起了名。只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个人，领他到那人面前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，成为一体。当时夫妻二人持神肉体，并不羞耻。好，我们就读到这里，感谢神的话语。那创世纪的第一章的26到28节，他就宏观的，或者说从全景的角度，概括了神造人和他造人的目的。
Genesis chapter 1:26-28 provide a microscope overview of God creating humans and His purpose in creating them.
那创世纪的二章的4节到25节，它是微观的描写了神造亚当、造伊甸园和造夏娃的这个过程。
Genesis chapter 2:4-25, on the other hand, offers a microscope description of God creating Adam, the Garden of Eden, and the process of creating Eve.
所以说四到六节这几节经文，它告诉我们神造人之前伊甸园是一个什么样的情况。
Verse 4-6 tells us about the environment of the Garden of Eden before God created human.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们就发现这个创世纪一章一节这个神和创世纪二章四节这个耶和华神，那作者用了两个不同的神的名字。
The second chapter uses a different narrative style than the first, emphasize God's, they use different names.
那在创世纪的一章一节，这个神是一个复数名词，它是记述神造物主的这个伟大。
The chapter 1 describes the Yahweh, which is the majesty of God created earth.
那创世纪二章四节，作者用了耶和华神这个名字，这个名字呢强调神的个人性，着重于神和人之间的那种亲密的关系。
Chapter 2 used Yahweh, which emphasized God's intimate relationship with human.
所以说当神和以色列人立约的时候，就是用的耶和华神这个名字。
So, the covenant used between God and humans used Yahweh, this word.
圣经说那个时候耶和华神造人之前，耶和华神还没有降雨在地上。
At that time, the Lord God has not sent rain on the earth.
我们知道迦南人他是拜巴利神，相信巴利是降雨的神，是农作物的源头。
The Canaanites worshipped the god Baal, believing he was the god of rain and the source of the crops.
可圣经告诉我们，施雨降下来的是耶和华，不是巴利。
The Bible classified to the ancient Hebrews that it is Yahweh, not Baal, who brings rain.
所以作者再次强调，我们宇宙当中只有一位神，他造天造地。是一切的源头，它是作物生长。
The author emphasized once again that there's only one God in the universe, the creator of the heaven and earth, the source of all things.
所以我们已经读了第一章创世纪的第一章、第二章，这两章经文告诉我们，神创造一切，神对天地万物有主权，神是宇宙的中心，神是王。
Genesis chapter 1 and 2 conveys that God created everything, has a sovereignty over all creation, is the center of the universe, and is the king.
说神创造这个宇宙，加上在地球上神创造的这个人，就组成了神的国度。
The universe and humanity on earth together from God's kingdom.
说神用六天的时间创造了他的国度。
In 6 days, God established His kingdom.
说从神造人的经文当中，我们看到神造人他有三个目的。
From the passage about God creating human, we see 3 purposes.
第一个是他让人在地上，他要代表神。
The first purpose is that humans are representing God on earth.
他第二个，他是让人在这个世上要服侍他。
Second purpose is to serving God on earth.
然后第三个目的是神让人为了神的国度，你要生养众多。
The third purpose is to multiply descendants for the kingdom of God.
所以我们来看第一点，就是我们在地上是代表神的。
The first set is we are the representative for God on earth.
说在创世纪的1章26节、27节，神说，我们要照我们的形象，按我们的样式造人，然后神就照他的形象造人，照他的形象造男造女。
Genesis chapter 1:26-27 records, Then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Man and female, he created them.
所以按照我们传统的解释，学者们认为我们，这个26节里面出现这个我们，指的是三位一体的真神。
According to the traditional scholarly interpretation, the term us implies the triune nature of the two God.
那在过去学者对这个形象和样式也有很多的讨论。
Scholars have debated the meaning of image and likeness in the past.
基本上来说，形象和样式是一个意思。
Generally speaking, the image of God and the likeness of God essentially convey the same meaning.
他就告诉我们人是像神，但是呢，人呢不是神。
It tells us that human has a likeness of the God, but human is not God.
比方说，神是有智慧的，人呢也有智慧，但是神的智慧是无限的，人的智慧是有限的。
For example, God possesses wisdom, and humans also has wisdom. However, God's wisdom is infinite, while human wisdom is limited.
所以神是有能力能够创造这个宇宙万物，人也有能力能够造手机、造桌椅板凳。
God has the mighty power of creation, and humans also have the ability to create a cell phone.
但是神的创造能力就比神的创造能力要小多了。
But it cannot be compared to the magnitude of the God's power.
那神的话语它带有能力，它可以用它的话语来创造宇宙万物。
God's word carry power and can create all things.
人的话语也有能力。当我们教导我们的孩子时候，你要多鼓励他，不要老是骂他。
While human words also have a power, such as that we can, when we discipline our children and we encourage them instead of just rebuke them.
弟兄姊妹，你们可能不清楚哈，就是我们骂孩子，就等于是咒诅这个孩子，对他具有破坏性的。
Brother, sister, you may not realize when we scold our children, it's kind of, it's not build them up, but kind of destroy them.
说神造人在地上，赐给人一定的智慧和能力，是为了让人做神的代表，来治理、管理神所创造的这个世界。
So God created human is for us to represent God on earth to managing this world.
说就像诗篇第八篇他所告诉我们的，他让我们去管理神手所造的，是万物，就是一切的牛羊、天野的走兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼、凡经营海道的，都伏在他的脚下。
So as expressing in Psalm A, God created animal and fish, everything is under our.
你可以念一点就可以了，不用多念多。
Okay, like a song, chapter 8, verse 4, What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human being that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than an angel and crowned them with glory and honor.
那这就是这首诗篇里边就告诉我们，这是一个神造的一个理想的人就应该是这样的。
So in Song told us that the idea of the God for creating human beings is for us to managing this earth, managing animal.
所以这个人是怎么来的呢？在创世纪二章七节告诉我们，耶和华神是用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
The Bible states that the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into the nostril of the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
所以我们从经文当中我们就看到神人有两种成分，一种是地上的尘土，另一种呢是神的生气。
So humans are composed of the two elements, dust from the ground and the breath of the God.
所以说也就决定了人有两种特质，一种特质是属地的，或者说是属肉体的，另一种特质是属天的。
Therefore, humans have two natures. They are earthly or fleshly, or heavenly or spiritual.
按照圣经，来自尘土的将来必归于尘土，来自天的或者属灵的必归于天堂或者地狱。
That which come from the dust will return to dust, and that which come from heaven will go to heaven.
这就取决于你是否是接受了耶稣基督作为你的救主。
It depends on whether a person accepts the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那接受耶稣基督的将来就归到天堂里去，那拒绝耶稣基督的将来就归到地狱里面去。
Those who accept Jesus go to heaven, and those who reject him go to hell.
我们注意到在二章七节里边，这个造，和创世纪的一章二十七节里边那个创造，它是不是一样的一个，是用了不同的希伯来文字。
The term form in Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 7 is distinct from the creator in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 to 27.
说二章七节里面的这个造，它是一个塑造的意思，就是神造人，他要塑造人，塑造人的身心灵。
In chapter 2, the form implies shaping. God not only created human, but also shaped them.
说神的塑造让人在情绪，在理智。在意志上都成为一个健康的人。
Molding their body, mind, and spirit to make them emotionally, intellectually, and morally healthy individuals.
说神造人是花了一定心思的。
The creation of human by God involved careful planning.
神的器官的每一个部分所在的位置、大小和功能都是神精心设计的。
The position, size, and function of the earth, part of the human body, was meticulously designed by God.
说这样使组织器官之间可以互相配搭，让身体发挥最大的功能。
Ensuring the harmonious cooperation of every organ to achieve the optimal efficiency.
那为什么说神花了一些心思呢？我们从圣经里边可以看到，一些这样的证据。
We can see why God involved careful planning. We can see some evidence in Bible.
比方说，在创世纪的一章里边，有其次说到神说是就这样成了。
For example, in Genesis 1, there are seven instances of God say, "And it was so." God created through the speech.
说神用他的话语创造了世界。
So God created through His word.
当神造人的时候，圣经说。要照我们的形象造人，然后圣经怎么说呢？神就照自己的形象造人。
However, when it comes to creating human, the Bible records, then God said that us made mankind in our image, in our likeness. So God created mankind in His own image.
说在这个造人的经文当中，强调了神造人的这种行动。
So it emphasized that God created.Human in the image of God.
所以我经常对人见证说，人我们有一个匀称的一个结构。
I often testify to people that the symmetrical structure of a human body.
说我们每个人有两条腿，有两只胳膊，有两个耳朵，对不对？有两只眼睛，有两个鼻孔，有一个嘴巴。
So we have two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears, and two nostrils.And with the mouth in the middle and the nostril facing downward.
而且你注意到你的鼻孔是朝下的，不是朝上的。
You notice that your nostril is facing downward instead of upward.
如果朝上的话，会发生什么事情
？So what will happen if your nostril is facing up?
说我信主之前呢，是 与冯敏成牧师啊，冯敏成牧师啊，在威斯康星那边啊，与他讲眼睛的结构有直接的关系。
My faith in the Lord is connecting to the pastor Feng Bingchen's explanation of the structure of the human eye.
这个眼睛的血管组织的复杂的结构，决定了这个眼睛一定是一次性形成的。
He convinced me that the complexity of the eye structure is evidence of the intentional design.
它绝对不是一点一点的进化来的。
It definitely is not by the theory of the evolution.
说冯秉成牧师的讲解呢，让我相信了创造论。
Pastor Feng Bingchen's explanation persuaded me to believe in the theory of creation.
说既然人有神的形象和样式，我们就应该活出神的信实、恩典、慈爱、怜悯。
Since humans bear the image and likeness of God, they should live out God's mercy, grace, love, and honesty.
这圣经告诉我们，我们犯罪之后，我们每一个人都亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that after humans sinned, they lack the glory of the God.
是从我们的心思意念到我们的行为，我们经常的犯罪得罪神。
From the thought and intention of the word and action, human engage in vicious evil. We sin to the God.
说从现在发生的各样的自然灾害当中，我们也知道，其实我们人破坏了这个自然界。
From the natural disaster, we can tell we destroy this world.
所以我们不再敬畏神，不再遵守神的话，已经不再是神的一个代表。
So we no longer fear God. We no longer respect God's word. We are no longer the representative of God.
所以人需要耶稣基督的救赎。
Therefore, everyone we need Christ's redemption.
我们要在耶稣基督里成为一个新造的人。
We to become a new creation in the Lord.
然后在圣灵的帮助下，一点一点的活出神的样式和形象，来荣耀神。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, lay out the image and likeness of God.
所以我们人活在这个世上，最终的目的都是要为了荣耀神。
So the purpose of why we human live on this earth is to glorify God.
那神造我们的第二个目的呢，就是要在地上来服侍神。
The purpose of God creating us.The second purpose is to serve the Lord on the earth.
当我们看圣经创世纪的一章二十六节和二十八节的时候，神让我们有管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜、全地并所爬的一切的昆虫，又说你们要治理这个地，也要管理海里的鱼等等。
In Genesis chapter 1:26 state that God created human to rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
所以这个治理或者管理，它都反映了神给我们的权柄和给我们要求我们的责任。
Father emphasized that God created human to govern the earth and manage it.
说如同这个。君王有权柄来治理他的国，神也给人这个权柄来治理这个地，管理所有的动物。
As the king has the authority to rule over, human also have a responsibility and to govern and managing this world.
说神在圣经说神在东方造了一个伊甸园，就把他所创造的人安置在那里，使各样的树都长出来，可以有悦人的眼目。树上的果子可以做食物。
In the east, God created a garden of Eden, placing the created human there amidst various trees that were pleasing to the eyes and provided good fruit as food.
在圣经里面，作者特别的指出，说是园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
The author specified notes in the middle of the garden where the tree.Of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
还说到有四条河从伊甸园里流出来，浇灌那个园子。
And four rivers flowing out of the Eden.
那其中有两条河是现在我们所知道的，就是在两河流域，一个是西底街河，另一个是布拉河，或者也称为第格里斯河和幼法拉底河。
Okay, there are two right now we still know. The first one is Tigris, and the second one is Euphrates.
这似乎告诉我们，当初的伊甸园好像是在两河流域，也就是现在的伊拉克、伊朗、土耳其、叙利亚这个部分地区。
This indicates that the initial Garden of Eden was located in the region of the two rivers in the Middle East, encompassing part of modern-day Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Kuwait.
说他创世纪的二章十五节告诉我们，耶和华神把那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 states, The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
当我查圣经的时候，我就发现安置这个词，它有休息、安定，或者现在神的面前的意思。
Took implies resting and settling, also meaning presenting before God.
比方说举一个例子，在出埃及记的十六章的三十三节到三十四节，说当时摩西对亚伦说，你拿一个罐子装些玛纳，然后存在耶和华面前。后来又说把这个玛纳放在发柜的面前，这个放就是这个安置的意思，是一个意思。
So for example, the Exodus chapter 16 verse 33 to 34, Moses told Aaron, take a jar and put an omer of the manna in it.Then press it before the Lord to keep the generation to come. Aaron did as the Lord commanded Moses and put the manna in front of the Ark of the Covenant. So this took is the same meaning.
So when we say in front of God, it is not to say we don't do anything.
So when we're talking about rest, doesn't mean that we do nothing.
But in front of God, in His decree, we have to calm
down. It signifies settling in God's presence.
Because这是神给我们的使命，或者是与神之间有一种团契的关系。
Because this is the mission and know that we have a fellowship with the Lord.
在圣经里边，这个修理啊，修理看守，这个修理呢，往往一称是侍奉或者服侍，敬拜的意思。
In the Bible, the work it is translated as a serve or worship.
那这个看守呢，就是有遵守、保守和看管的意思。
It also have a take care of, including meanings such as observe, preserve, and guard.
当圣经里面讲到遵守神的律法典章的时候，就是用的这个看守这个字。
So Bible talking about when we follow God's statute is mean observe and preserve.
那接下来呢，就神就吩咐亚当说，他说园中各样树上的果子。你可以随意吃，只是分别圣而说的果子，你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
So from this, God instructed Adam, saying that you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, for which you, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
神知道什么是好的，知道什么是对人不好的。
God knows what is good and what is not good for a human.
神知道你如果吃了分别圣恶树的果子，对你是不好的。
God knows that when we eat the fruit of the good and evil will not be good for us.
说为什么不好呢？因为吃了这个分别圣恶树的果子之后，人就会自己做主，不再依靠神。
Because after we eating the fruit of the good and evil, we will no longer rely on God.We will rely on ourselves.
我下次讲到呢，就会讲到伊甸园里的叛逆。那在那个时候呢，我就在对这些经文呢做更多的来分享。
I will share more detail about the fall of the human humanity in the next discussion.
那我们看到神让人治理这个地，借着这个治理这个地，管理这个世界的动物来服侍神。
When we see that God by allowing human to govern the earth and manage His created animal is calling them to serve him and follow his commandments.
并且遵守神的命令，按照神的给我们的这个界限，服侍的界限去生活。
From the moment God created human, he entrusted them with the cultural mission, governance, and management are acts of service to God.
所以说你从经文当中我们就看到，从神造人的时候起，神就像一个将来的一个文化的使命交给了每一个人。
So, God governance and management acts of service to God and involve managing according to God's commandment.
那借着这个治理这个大地，或者服侍管理这个社会，来服侍神。
Through the managing and serve the this society to serve God.
并且是按照神的命令来管理来服侍。
It's according God's commandment to managing and to govern the earth.
说今天我们每一个基督徒不仅要把福音传给别人，但是呢，还是要在职场上借着你的工作把这个福音传给人，把你的好的影响带给别人。
So most of us have to not only we have to spread the gospel and not only at home and at work and through our conduct, we also can make others know God, leading people through our love and honesty.
所以服侍神绝对不仅仅是在教会里边，也要在你的家里边，在你的职场上表现出来。
So serving God is not only in the church, but also in our home and the workplace.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，你大部分时间是在家里边和在职场上。
We all know that most of the time is spent at home and at work.
所以我们要借着我们的行事为人，让人能够认识神。
So through our conduct, we can make others know God.
那借着我们的爱，能把人带到上帝的面前，带到神的面前。
Lead people to God through our love and honesty.
也借着我们手中的工作，使这个世界的运作更合乎神的心意。
Ensure that the world's operation adjusts with God's will through our work.
这是我跟弟兄姊妹分享的第二点，我们在世上要服侍主。那第三点就是说，我们要为神的国来生养后裔。
The third is that multiply descendants on the earth.
当神造男造女之后，神就赐福给他们，对他们说：“你们要生养众多，遍满地面。”
After creating man and woman, God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth."
说神的心意不是让人成为单身汉，而是希望人建立家庭，生养后代。
God's intention is not for people to remain single, but to establish family and bear offspring.
说神的国度是由君王、土地和人组成的。
The kingdom of God is composed of kings, land, and people.
说神希望我们生得越多越好。
So God wants us to multiply more.
在创世纪的二章的十八节、二十五节，神就告诉我们，神为亚当造了一个女人叫夏娃，并且为他设立了婚姻制度，让男人和女人成家，建立家庭。他的目的是什么呢？就是为了生养后代。
In Genesis chapter 2:18-25, tell us that God created woman Eve for Adam and institute the institution of marriage for man and woman to build family.
当我们看这个经文的时候，我们就知道说，神说那个人指的亚当，他独居不好，他要造一个配偶来帮助他。于是神就从那个人的身上取了一条肋骨。用这个肋骨做了一个女人叫夏娃。
So from Bible, God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." So God first saw Adam's need, and God took the rib from Adam to create Eve.
所以你就注意到，亚当并没有意识到自己的需要，可是神已经看到了他的需要，他需要一个配偶。
The Adam did not see his own need, but God saw it.
所以我们的神是一个有关系的神。我们神的三个位格，圣父、圣子、圣灵之间是有关系的，是有密切的关系的。
So there's a relationship between the three persons of the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
说神所创造的万物之间也是彼此有关系的。
So there's a interrelationship for all things created by God.
说神也希望他的人，他创造的人之间也有关系。
Therefore, God also has a relationship among the people He created.
说神呢，先把那些动物领到亚当的面前，看看这里面有没有让亚当满意的一个帮助者。
So initially, God brought the animal He created, livestock, wild animal, and bird, to Adam and let him see.
可是呢，这些动物呢都不能够成为亚当的配偶或帮助者，让他心满意足。
But from all these animals, none of these can be Adam's helper and satisfy him.
所以你就看到神给亚当做了一个大手术。
So God has taken action.
那从亚当的身体内取了一条肋骨，又把亚当的肉给缝起来，神就用这条肋骨做成了一个女人。
So God caused Adam to fall into deep sleep and perform major surgery by taking a rib from Adam's body and closed up the flesh.
当我们看希伯来文的时候，我们就看到造女人的这个造字和造亚当的造字是不是一个意思。
When you look at Hebrew, the word shape and the form is different.
造女人这个造字造男人的造字这个亚当这个造亚当的造字呢是塑造的意思。
The word form Adam means shaping.
造女人的这个造字呢是强调她的建立的意思。
And for woman, the form means building.
有人这么说，神造亚当的时候呢，就像一个陶匠，所以男人呢像陶器这么粗犷。
Some said that when God created Adam, he was like a potter, so man is somewhat rough.
可是神造女人的时候呢，像一个建筑师，把女人呢是精心设计出来的一个杰作，所以女人是神精心设计出来的杰作，像花一样美丽。
When God created woman, he was like an architect, so woman is carefully designed masterpiece as beautiful as a flower.
所以姊妹们，你们都要欣赏自己，看自己为美。
Therefore, sisters should appreciate themselves and see themselves as beautiful.
这个姊妹，这个夏娃多么漂亮呢？多么让这个亚当满意呢？说当神把夏娃领到亚当面前的时候，亚当非常的满意。他说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。”
When God brought Eve to Adam, he was satisfied and said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman, for she was taken out of man."
所以从神造人这个过程来看，我们说男人是需要帮助的，男人和女人之间需要建立一种关系。
From the process of God creating human, we see that men need help. A man and woman need to establish a relationship.
说男人和女人之间需要彼此的交往和互动。
So men and women, they need to interact with each other.
帮助者并不意味着地位低，所以男人和女人之间的关系是一种互补的关系。
Helper does not imply lower status. The relationship between man and woman is complementary.
实际上弟兄姊妹很多情况下我们发现男人和女人之间在特质方面不一样的。
And we find that men and women have a different trait in many aspects.
比方说你说话的方式，你考虑问题的焦点，你对事情的敏感度都是不一样的。
Such as speaking, focus on problem solving and sensitivity to matter is all different.
如果夫妻能够了解彼此之间的那种不同，那对稳定的对你的婚姻关系会有很大的帮助。
Understand the characteristic of the man and woman is helpful for promoting stable marital relationship.
所以当神造了男人女人之后，接下来神就设立了这个婚姻的制度。
God created man and woman and established the institution of marriage for them.
说圣经说人要离开父母，人指的男人，人要离开父母与妻子联合，两人成为一体。当时两人夫妻两人赤身肉体并不羞耻。
That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife was both naked, and they feel no shame.
这个男人和女人的这个联合指的是包括肉体和情感方面的联合。
United in Hebrew not only describe physical union but also emotional connection.
说这个赤身肉体和并不羞耻指的是夫妻之间是彼此开放的，彼此敞开的，是互相信任的。
The most intimate relationship God created is the marital relationship, and the represented open between the husband and wife.
那夫妻之间这种纯正的这个爱的关系，反映了神的一个爱的特质。
So the pure of the relationship between the man and woman represents God's the love.
说神造男人女人设立婚姻制度就是为了实现生养众多遍满地面的目的。
So God created man and woman, institute marriage with the purpose of fulfilling the fruitful and increase in number.
所以有些国家为了节省资源限制人口的出生，这是不符合圣经的。
So some country limited population growth to save resources is contrary to the Bible.
那有的年轻人结婚之后选择不生孩子，这也是不合乎圣经的。
So some young people choosing not to have children is also against the Bible.
当然你怀孕之后你堕胎就等于杀人，更不符合圣经。
Of course, abortion is equivalent to murder and is even more against the Bible.
我鼓励年轻的弟兄姊妹们，在条件许可的情况下，你结婚之后要尽量的为神的国度多生敬虔爱主的后裔。
I encourage young Christian brothers and sisters under favorable condition to bear many godly offspring for the kingdom of the God after marriage.
因为神要从我们的后裔当中拣选神国的百姓。
Because God will choose our descendant as his people.
那我跟弟兄姊妹分享了这三点。第一点呢，人是神的代表。第二呢，我们人呢在地上呢通过我们的工作来服侍神。那第三点呢，就是说我们人在地上也要为神国度、神的国要生养后裔。
I have shared three points for God creating us the purpose. The first one is that we are representative of the God on earth. Second, we need to serve the Lord on earth. The third one is that we need to multiple descendants for the kingdom of the God.
所以根据这三个方面呢，我们可以做一些应用的，在几个方面要应用一下。
So we have several applications.
那第一点呢，我们需要活出神的形象来。
The first one is we need to live out the image of God.
那神把我们造成神的形象，让我们在世上来代表神。特别是我们信主之后，神又恢复了我们的形象，把我们带入神的国度，做神的子民。所以说我们在属灵的事情上要投资，比方说在十一奉献，在传福音方面，在宣教方面。并且我们要爱人如己，活出神的美善来。
Lay out the images of God. God created us in His image to represent Him in the world. Especially after believing Lord, God restored our image, bring us into kingdom of God as His people. We should invest in spiritual matters such as tithe, spreading the gospel and mission, and love others as ourselves, living out the goodness of God.
那第二个应用就是我们要顺服神，要服侍神。
The second application is that we need to obey God and serve Him.
神赐给我们权柄治理管理他创造的这个世界，我们的服侍就不应该仅仅局限在教会里面。
God has given us the authority to govern and manage in the world. He created, and our services should not be limited internal church matters.
所以我们要进入这个物质的世界，在我们工作的领域，比方说在家庭、教育、职场、政府、媒体、艺术等等，要透过顺服神的话，按照圣经的原则行事为人，或多或少的改变我们生活中的文化，影响周围的人。
We shall enter this material world in our area of the world. Family, education, workplace, government, media, arts, and entertainment, etc. And in accordance with the word of God and change the culture to some extent, influencing people around us. The more we represent Jesus, the greater our influence.
如果说我们越来越像基督，那我们的影响力就会越大。
The more we resemble Jesus, the more influence we can have.
那第三个应用就是说，我们要生养敬虔的儿女。
The third is that we need to bear godly children.
神的国度是由敬虔爱主的后裔组成的，说基督徒的夫妻要彼此的恩爱，同心养育儿女。
The kingdom of God is composed of a godly offspring who love the Lord. Christian couples should love each other, raise children together.
还要带领他们信主，走服侍主的道路。
And lead them to faith in the Lord, walking the path and serving the Lord together.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的谢谢你，谢谢你把创世纪的第一章、第二章摆在我们的面前，让我们从你的话语当中 我们知道我们在地上我们是神的代表，我们在地上有这个你给我们这个权柄来顺服你，来服侍主，你也给我们一个权柄帮助我们建立这个家庭，让我们能够生养后代，我们要感谢你，求主用你的话来教导我们的弟兄姊妹们，让我们每一个听到你话语的弟兄姊妹能够活出你对我们的要求，活出你造我们的目的，我们要感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。